I'd like to find out where you are. Right? But for time-wise, I believe just by the 10 tested, you got warned. You have to get yourself prepared for next Wednesday. Tonight, I do believe you all got a testimony at the end of Matthew 15. I sure like to ask you to pay full attention to this testimony. I don't like to release the name of the giver of this testimony or the name of the place about the church or is. I got this letter just 2 days ago. My tears nearly came out. I said, Lord, you know, I spent 10 years time to help the churches to get into a kind of a vital situation, not died and dying or lukewarm. But I didn't see it, Lord. Now, I'm so happy that at least on this earth, there is one church like that. So, this was his writing, not my writing. I forgot to put the coat in. But I gave you numbers. 10 points are very critical. Number one, you have there, huh? Small one, circled. Shepherd by the saints. This one who went there, in a short time, he got shepherded. Not by the elders, not by any co-workers, but by the saints. This means they practice the shepherding, which the ministry teaches. Okay? I pay attention to the matter of by the saints. By the saints. Number two, the saints here are genuinely pursuing Christ and building up the church according to New Testament ministry. According not to different teachings. See, in Revelation chapter 2, you have Balaam's teaching. You have Nicolaitan's teaching. You have Jezebel's teaching. And you have the teaching of Satan's depths. 4 kinds of teachings. This is today's Protestant church and the Roman Catholic church. They have a lot of different teachings. But we should only have one kind of teaching. That is the New Testament teaching, which is called the Apostles' teaching. You see, now I realize in the church, in this testimony, they don't have teachers. They don't have one teaching, giving messages. Another all day. No messages. They have no messages. You see, huh? Let me read. the saints here, the saints, not the elders, not the co-workers, but the saints here are genuinely pursuing Christ, to gain Christ, and to building up the church according to Darby's teaching. According to what? According to New Testament ministry, that the New Testament teaching, apostle teaching, it is refreshing. It has also been exposing. I realize I have gotten cold, old and cold, but I'm getting what? Warmed up again. Very good. Number three, many of the saints, you see, all the saints are actively shepherding new ones at various stages. See? The saints shepherd the new ones in different stages, at various stages. Number four, at least half of the saints still go out door knocking each week. This is it. Each week. Five, they have been practicing this for the last 10 years, that means from 86, the year when I began to promote door knocking to today. 10 years, they didn't stop. For 10 years. Now, six. Now, new ones, mostly Caucasians. We say it's hard to get a Caucasian, but they mostly got Caucasians. Caucasians steadily come into the church life through door knocking. The fruit was steady. Now, what would you say? Right? Door knocking. Seven, contacting of neighbors, co-workers, their colleagues, and their relatives. Eight, in the meetings, there has never been a gap in between the testimonies, what we call the prophesyings. It is hard to testify because there are so many who want to testify, different from us. We have a lot of gaps waiting for people. But they don't have gaps. There are people waiting. My own appetite has been stimulated by number 10, in the saint's intention, in the saint's intense and serious appetite for the ministry, for the New Testament teaching. This is nearly 100% of what I've been teaching, promoting for the past 10 years. Sometimes I wonder whether this could be a workout, maybe on the church. Is it impossible? I have some doubt there. But this testimony confirms me. I will try to practice it. Just downstairs before the meeting, I told the co-workers and others, from now on, whatever this ministry will put out, if there be no practice, I don't put out any further. Stop. Just to put out the high peaks, no practice, what does this mean? People say they move, they like to move to Anaheim because in Anaheim we can hear all the high peaks. But from now, no more high peaks unless you practice it. I just give this word to especially all your elders. You have to consider how to deal with the situation. You'd like to hear high peaks? No more. Unless you practice it. Could realize there was no one teaching there. No other teaching. Just one New Testament teaching. Apostle teaching. Right? I came to the country. I never taught you anything else but the New Testament teaching. Apostle teaching. This is why when we build this hall, you could see downstairs there is a laboratory quarter. There I intend to fill with all the books of the different teachings. Then I stopped. I said, no, this is wrong. If you bring in all the different teachings, you will see different divisions will be here. So I stop. I only selectively got some. What is the real situation of the Roman Catholic Church and the so-called Protestant churches? The real teaching is this. They are full of teachings. All kinds of teachings. Actually, we come back to the Bible, we could see only one teaching was allowed. That is the teaching of the apostles concerning God's eternal economy to produce the church for the body that consummate the New Jerusalem. This is New Testament teaching. What do your elders would say? Anyhow, at least I would ask you to consider something. Taiwan is all together on the way to parade all the outlines of the New Testament teaching and study them. And then either you say to memorize or you say to recite. You get yourself a mirror with them, and then you will be soaked. You'll be filled, saturated with all these points, and you practice. The then you prophesy. This is the proper situation. So this will change the entire church life. Years ago, that was over 60 years ago, Brother Yi saw the need. He wanted to stop the Sunday morning so-called edification meeting. That means one speaker giving a message all listen to. He tried to get that to read that off, but he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. If he would do that, people would stop coming. You see, at that time, I was there. Brother, he talked to me directly about this matter, how to find a way. So he began to have the brethren teach, a brethren meeting, to have the sister meeting, in order not to have one speaker that all speak that didn't work. Until now, you see, until now, I believe this is a critical time that the Lord would put us on the test. Here's a way that can that the local church can meet according to the New Testament teaching absolutely. Not one man giving message or few men giving messages, but all saints. Here the word saints is used particularly for many times. All the saints prophesy, all the saints shepherd in all the stages. You see, Brother Ron, even up to date, the church of Anaheim is behind. Right? It's behind. We talk about shepherding, right? Who is shepherding now? Right? Who is shepherding now? I stop here tonight. You consider what to say. I look here. But anyhow, we cannot go the old way anymore. We must have a stop. Put a big stop there. Stop. Say something. Here's an example. Last night, he got a full F. But now, he passed. Right? He got trained. And he mean the business to be trained. Okay. Brothers and sisters, this thing about what would you say?
I believe you are really touching what we need. 2 weeks ago, I went to the Philippines to be with about 120 young people.
Daughter.
I took the outline of the elders training. And in one weekend, I told them, we're going to pray with this outline. We're going to recite this outline. We're going to study this outline and see how far we can go. And out of 120, I believe 90% were able to speak two of the outlines, the incarnation and inclusion, in one weekend. And they promised me that they will do it and finish all the three outlines. And my realization with this was, at the time that I went there for a training and conference, that the best training they can have is to prairie the outline.
Amen.
And to study the outline, recite it, and to speak it. On the Lord's Day morning, they had the demonstration, team after team, 11 teams. That was quite a scene. I was really refreshed by it. And also, I believe, Brother Lee, that the matter of the shepherding, it's, you're on the right track, and I'm so ashamed myself that we haven't brought the church into a full practice of this. And I believe, at least in point two, there has to be a thorough confession. And I believe a confession that will change our inward being. I don't know why we're so slow to respond to your word. And I'm so happy that there is a church that broke through.
Amen.
That means we can break through.
Amen.
I don't think we can't break. And in your outline that he's calling the defeated believers, with he himself as the sevenfold intensified spirit.
Amen.
He wants us to overcome.
Amen.
And I believe if we open, I am just here ashamed. Yes, I am happy that this kind of word can be shared.
Amen.
That I'd like to see Anaheim, Orange County, and Southern California to come into this practice.
Amen.
And we'd like to hear, continue to hear the up-to-date high points from you, because I believe we will practice.
Amen.
How about it, saints? Won't we practice?
Amen!
We'll take these outlines not just to study, to know, but also, saints, let's practice this.
Amen.
We are in a time where the Lord is looking for the overcomer.
Amen.
And I believe we can avoid him that cooperation.
Amen.
When I say stop, I don't mean I will stop next week. Then I may be very hard. I'm not that kind of person. I'm a person that can be touched by the feeling of the weaknesses. I will give you a half-year test. See, I prepared the messages for Thanksgiving Day. Six. I prepared for the winter training. 12. Then I also pick out the subject for the next year. First next year, 1997. You may say, what are the subject? I just let you know. One is reigning in life. The other is the three tabernacles in the Bible. Another is Christ divinity, because the winter time, I will get on Christ's humanity. When I see Christ's divinity, I don't touch Christ's Godhead, just his divinity. We need to do that. Then, Christ is ours. Next summer training, Christ is ours. First Corinthians, very high, no doubt. I will still give you all this. I'll see whether there will be some change on your side within this half year. If not, probably okay. My heart will become hard, not to be touched by the feeling of your weakness. I cannot be touched by the feeling of your for the whole life, right? Okay. Now, what would you say? I'd like to hear.
Reverend Lee, I would like to share along the line of your fellowship concerning Laodicea.
Hi.
That the brethren really were Philadelphia for maybe two or three decades. Then they became intensely focused on teaching and comparing themselves with the denominations. They could become quite proud of what they had. No one saw what they saw. Eventually, the brethren became Laodicea with so many teachings but no reality. I don't want to go beyond my measure in this fellowship, but I think I can say, and you would feel comfortable with my saying, that we know what the taste of Laodicea is like. The lukewarmness. We can't pride ourselves that we're still here and that we see so much and Christianity doesn't see anything. The Lord is looking for a reality in the church. Just today, and this is related to the point on Laodicea, I was intensely working on an article for Affirmation and Critique on the subjective God, on the triune God wrought into our being. And I was reminded of something Brother Lee said in 1984, that the governing principle of the whole Bible is the triune God working himself into the tripartite man. The reason I mention this is when the Lord is rebuking but also cherishing Laodicea, he counsels them in three ways. He said, buy of me gold refined by the fire. This is the nature of God obtained as a reality. Then he said, buy of me white garments, that you may be clothed and not be naked. This is Christ livingly and vitally lived out of the church. And he said, buy of me eye salve, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. This is the Spirit as the anointing to heal our blindness. The Lord is ministering himself as a subjective reality to a church that's addicted with teachings. And again I say, I don't want to go beyond my measure, but a cry in my being for many years in my personal pursuing of the Lord has been for reality, for the inward, subjective, organic reality of the triune God. And according to the Lord's word in Laodicea, this does not come without a price. What the price is, only the Lord can tell us. I agree with Howard. I feel like tonight I came down from the high peak to sea level with a thud. But I believe we can break through.
Amen.
And we will break through.
Amen.
But there's a price involved. I feel we need to go to the Lord and open to the Lord and ask the Lord to do whatever he needs to do in our being subjectively to bring us into the reality of his present ministry.
Amen.
He also said to Laodicea that this really is a word of love. One other word. He told them, be zealous and repent. The Greek word translated zealous literally means boiling. We talk about intensification. Even the trainees, you were all ready to recite outline number 3. But that was not the divine arrangement. How can we have the reality of the 7 spirits of God and be lukewarm? That's an impossibility. When we touch the Lord in His intensification, we get a boiling being.
Amen.
Something in our being is boiling all the time.
Amen.
And I believe this is what the Lord wants. An inner boiling which causes us to pray and to contact people and to have the kind of church life that's in this testimony.
Amen.
May the Lord visit us and may He tell us what the price is that we have to pay in Anaheim to be a vital church intensified by the 7 spirits of God.
Amen.
As I march.
Saints, I was very sober tonight when Brother Lee said this is a critical time right now in the Lord's recovery. And I also feel that we have a golden opportunity in Orange County that we've never had before. And I'd like to continue what Rowan said. May the Lord save us from all the vestiges of Laodicea. I appreciate the Lord's counsel to Laodicea to buy from him. And when you consider this outline, we really need to, by the Lord's mercy, pay the price to enter into this kind of church life and this testimony according to the God-ordained way.
Amen.
And, recently I read through the book Orthodoxy of the Church again, which is the book Brother Nee wrote about the 7 epistles. And I was so touched because, he pointed out the only thing that can happen to Philadelphia is that they can degrade to become Laodicea. And the characteristic of Laodicea, the reason why Philadelphia becomes in a lukewarm state, is mainly because of pride. Pride. And this statement really touched me that Brother Lee made tonight. He said, just the doctrine of the high peaks mean nothing. If we just have the doctrine, that means nothing. Even recently, he said to the co-workers, if you just have the doctrine of these high peaks and you don't pay the price to enter into the living, actual, practical experience of them, what these high peaks will do, this is very sobering to me, this is what he said, they will feed your natural man and cause you to become proud. So, we don't want this, do we?
No.
May the Lord save us from this. And this is why I feel like what Howard said, and Ron also added to this, this verse to Laodicea, one of the verses is verse 19 of chapter 3. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline.
Yeah.
I tell you, brothers and sisters, this word tonight is a word of love to us.
Amen.
As many as the Lord loves, He rebukes and disciplines. And then He says, be zealous, therefore, and repent. And like Ron said, this word means boiling. The temperature of the Christian life is not 98.6. It should be boiling.
Amen.
And we need to be boiling and repent. And that's why we really need Roman numeral 2. We need a thorough confession.
Amen.
May the Lord bring us into this. And Saints, I was also touched, I don't know if you remember, in the crystallization in the life study of John, Brother Lee said when he got to the last chapter of John, which is a chapter on shepherding, he said that all these high peaks in the Gospel of John that we've seen in a crystallized way, without the reality of shepherding in John 21, all of the Gospel of John is in vain to us. So we just need to pay the price by the Lord's mercy and grace to enter into this reality. And then when you look at this testimony, I was so touched with this testimony. Number one, like our brother shared tonight, we need to have an intense and serious appetite for the ministry. This was the last point. If we leave the apostles' teaching in any way, this is the beginning of the degradation. This is when we lose our first love, and this is when we become lukewarm. But I was so touched that when you read this testimony, it's not just one brother, it's not just a few brothers, it's not the elders, it's the co-workers. It is all the saints rising up.
Amen.
All the saints shepherding. Don't you want this?
Amen.
May the Lord bring us into a state where all of us are shepherding. Otherwise, we have a de facto clergy lady system. We might have a group of shepherds among us. But all of us need to be those shepherding. All of us need to be those door knocking. We need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
I feel ashamed that we have let this matter go. In these next 6 months, this needs to be revived among us.
Amen.
And then all the saints prophesying, all the saints having an intense appetite for the ministry. Anyway, may the Lord bring us into the reality of what we heard tonight.
Amen.
I feel we need a real repentance and a thorough confession.
Amen.
So that the Lord can shine on us in a sevenfold intensified way.
Amen.
And bring us into the reality so that we can really pay the price to buy the processed and consummated triune God, so that we can be the Philadelphia.
Amen.
That the Lord desires on this earth.
Amen.
Now, we'd like all the saints to share something.